Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmadu wa nasalli ala rasulil kareem. Yesterday in the Tarawih Salat, 1 1/4 paras was recited. Inshallah, we will be doing a brief summary of this 1 1/4 paras. The first surah is Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha is also called Umul Quran, the mother of the Quran, the root of the Quran. There are 7 ayats in here, which the Quran refers to as Sab'am min al-Mathani. The 7 ayats which are repeated over and over. In every Salat, we have to read this surah. And the ulama have stated that Surah Fatiha is the crux of the whole Quran. The whole Quran, whatever is found in there, is found in Surah Fatiha. In Surah Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences, Alhamdulillah. All praises are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the greatest thing, shukr, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has given us everything. Rabbil alameen. From in the past also we were in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we came into existence, we were nothing at all. So in the past we are completely in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah is most merciful, most kind. At the present moment also we are completely in need and muhtaj of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maliki yawmiddin, Allah is the master of the day of Qiyamah. And in the future also we will be completely in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all time. In our past, in our present, in our future. So when a person realizes this, then he has to say, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. That Allah, we are only you do we worship. And worship doesn't only refer to performing salat in the masjid. It means to become a banda and servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24 hours of the day. 24 hours, oh Allah, we are your worshippers. Wa iyaka nasta'in. And oh Allah, we ask you only for your help and assistance. Without you, we cannot do anything at all. And thereafter, a person makes a dua, which the ulama say that this is the crux of Surah Fatiha. A person asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayat. There are many, many millions and millions of stages of hidayat. The first stage of hidayat is to come out of kufr and disbelief to iman. And then in iman also, the stages of hidayat continue forever. There's billions of, it can never come to an end. So no matter what level a person is, he has to continuously make dua. That Allah must give him hidayat and more hidayat and more hidayat. So that is why in every salat, every namaz, a person is performing Surah Fatiha and is making his dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, give us guidance on the straight path. What is the straight path? The path of those people who you are favored, which are called the Rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person has to follow Rijalullah. There are two things. One is Rijalullah and one is Kitabullah. Rijalullah are the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Kitabullah is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without any of the two, a person will go misguided. Allah ta'ala says, Ya ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa ladhalin. Not those people who Allah's anger came upon them. Why did Allah's anger come upon them? They only followed Kitabullah. And the Rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they divorced. Actually, the Jews, they killed the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with Dhalin, the Christians and other people who were misguided, they only followed the men of Allah. They didn't worry about the Kitab of Allah. And now even the popes, whatever they told them, they broke the commands of Allah, they changed the aqidah and beliefs, they followed them. So Allah says, not those two groups. Those people who follow both the paths, the Kitab of Allah, also the Book of Allah, and Rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow them. They are the rightly guided people. So anyhow, in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that this is how a person will remain on guidance. We have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with that, follow the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and follow the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next surah, Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions, Ya Dhalik al-Kitab. There the men of Allah was mentioned, Ya Dhalik al-Kitab. When a person asked Allah for hidayat, so Allah said, I've got two means of hidayat. The men of Allah, and now is the Kitab of Allah, the book of Allah. And this whole Quran is a means, it will show you. You were asking for hidina sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path. So here is the straight path. This whole book, this whole Quran is the straight path. The right path of guidance by which will be successful forever and forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off the Quran with the first surah alif lam mim, which are called huruf muqatta'at. The meaning is not known to anybody. We do not know the meaning of this huruf muqatta'at. And this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us. First ayat of the Quran, that remember your mind and your brains are very, very small. Don't think you are very intelligent. You can't understand these letters. You are Arabs. You speak the Arabic language. You can't understand these letters. So realize your mind is very, very small. So whatever we are telling you later on, believe wholeheartedly. Because your mind can't understand the small letters also. What can you understand later on? So remember, accept wholeheartedly. Number two, Allah Ta'ala is giving a challenge. That this Quran is made from the same letters. Alif, Lam, Mim. Same letters what you speak. So bring a Quran, bring something similar to that. I'm giving you these letters. Use the same letters and bring another Quran like this. The people, the Arabs were dumbfounded until today, 1400 years. No one has accepted the challenge of the Quran. So Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. What a kitab this is. There is no doubt in it. Every other knowledge in this world, there is a lot of doubt in it. But this is a kitab in which there is no doubt at all. So you follow the Quran Sharif. This is the one book which there will never be a change. The zabar is there, change. Nothing at all. The laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are 100% perfect and absolute. Allah Ta'ala says, هُدَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. This is a road, a map, a guiding map for those who have got the quality of taqwa. Who are those who have got the quality of taqwa? Allah gives the qualities and sifat in here which we have to bring within ourselves. Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْرِ. The first thing is that they believe in the unseen. Our Hazrat says that there's a famous saying, normally seeing is believing and hearing is deceiving. But in Islam it's the opposite way. It's hearing is believing. Whatever we have heard from Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we believe it wholeheartedly. And seeing is deceiving. A lot of times we see certain things and we think that our certain thing is coming from here and there. It's not from there. Everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see our success will come in a certain way, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said success is somewhere else. So yu'minuna bil ghayb, we have to believe in the unseen. Wa yuqimuna salah, they perform their salat in perfection. They tried always trying to better their salat, reading their salat with the correct adab, etiquettes, inside also, outside also. Every part of their salat, they are performing namaz with jamaat. So this is the second thing. So one is the iman, they believe is correct. Number two, the badani ibadat, the outward ibadat, the bodily ibadat they are fulfilling, and the greatest one is salat. Number three, the mali ibadat, whatever money they have got, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the highest form is zakat. But besides zakat also, there are many other obligations upon a person. Spending on your family members, person has to spend for his masjid, looking after the poor, the orphans. Sometimes you have to look after your parents. These are all obligations upon a person. So Allah says they have got all of these qualities. And they believe in all the previous scriptures also. They believe in that which has come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number five, وَبِالْآخِرَتِهُمْ يُوْقِنُونَ. They have got complete yaqeen and conviction in the life of the year after. Not only iman, but yaqeen, complete conviction that the life of the year after are coming. The year after, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are rightly guided. And they are the successful people. Then Allah ta'ala mentions the second group of people who are the kuffar and disbelievers who don't believe in the Quran Sharif. Allah has sealed their hearts. They are completely in destruction. And then there is a third group of people who are very, very dangerous. Allah Ta'ala mentioned them here in great detail. They are the munafiqs. Outwardly they claim they believe in the Quran, but in reality they don't believe in the Quran. And this, whichever groups, firqas, in today's time you will find who are misguided, you will find these qualities within them. And we must look within ourselves that we do not have these qualities. What the main, amongst the groups, the Shias, every quality in this ayat, they are found in them. That they say we believe in Allah on the day of Qiyamah, but they don't actually believe. They try to deceive people. In their hearts they've got sicknesses, all spiritual sicknesses of hatred of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, etc. And then they speak a lot of lies, taqiyah. They've got us lies. And when it's said to them, do not cause trouble in the earth, they say, no, we're not causing trouble. But they are the ones who cause, throughout the Islamic history, if a person studies, he will find how much of trouble they cause. How many, they always have the kuffar against the Muslim people. And when it is said to them, believe kama aman al nas, like how the people have believed, like how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum believed, and how the Salaf as-Salihin believed. A person, a true Muslim, has to follow the Salaf as-Salihin, the people who are before him, who are the righteous people. So they say, "Anu'minu kama amanu as-sufaha," must we believe like how the stupid people believed? Allah Ta'ala says, don't. Listen, they are the stupid people, they are the foolish people. And they always come to you and say, "Amanna." We also believe. And then when they go to the Shayateen, they say, we are together with you people. So they actually want to cause, they say, let's have unity. But when they go to the other groups, then they break off the unity. So they are liars, they are deceivers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be very, very careful of this group. Yourself do not have the qualities of a munafiq and a hypocrite. And be very, very careful of this group, because they are like the snake in your house. They can, if they poison you or they bite you, you will be completely destroyed. Be very, very careful about this group here. Hereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that all three groups, the believers, non-believers and the munafiqin, hypocrites, all of you become true worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how? Because Allah is the one who has favored you. What and what bounties Allah has given you. How will you follow it? Allah has given you the Quran. Follow the Quran Sharif. If you will follow the Quran Sharif, وَبَشْتِرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ النَّهَارِ. In place of that, Allah will give you Jannat. Forever and forever you will remain there. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the first person to come on this world was Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the Khalifa of Allah on the earth. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam lived in Jannah. Allah gave him respect and honor because of knowledge. So Allah has got very, very great value because of knowledge. The angels were worshipping Allah Ta'ala all the time, but they too were commanded to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam because of his great knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam, live in Jannat, but do not eat from a certain tree. Adam alayhi salam, shaitan comes to him, and shaitan had pride within himself. He was not prepared to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. He went on another road, and shaitan said, I will never ever make sajda, and I will try to misguide Adam alayhi salam. So he forced Adam alayhi salam, encouraged him to eat from the forbidden fruit, and he promised him that you will become very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Adam alayhi salam made a mistake and he ate. But he, as soon as he made a mistake, he never pride within himself. He made tawbah. Ya Allah, forgive me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was teaching us from the time of Jannat that if you make a mistake in this world, I'm giving you tawbah. And he gave it to Adam alayhi salam. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Oh Allah, we have made zulam upon ourselves. Please forgive us. So Adam alayhi salam was given this great gift of tawbah. before he came in this world. And Allah Ta'ala told him, O Adam alayhi salam, when you will come in this world, I will send down hidayat and guidance. Whoever will follow my guidance, there will be no fear upon him. He won't grieve at all. Follow that guidance. This is the Quran Sharif. From the time of Adam alayhi salam, Allah sent different books of guidance. But the final book is the Quran Sharif, which will remain till the day of Qiyamah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great detail mentions about the Bani Israel, the Jews. Why Allah Ta'ala mentions about the Jews? Because Allah had granted them many, many bounties. Great, great bounties. And Allah mentions the bounties here. And after giving them all of these bounties, the Bani Israel were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They broke the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Why is Allah mentioning this to us? So that we, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, must ponder and think that I mustn't have these qualities within myself. Allah has given me so many bounties. Am I disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah has mentioned many, many qualities of these people. And Allah Ta'ala is encouraging us that we must stay very, very far away from it. Amongst the different qualities is one is that they were very disrespectful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala told them to enter a certain area, but they went inside there on their behinds, and they mocked the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of this, they were disgraced. Allah had given them manna and salwa, the food from Jannah. They said, oh Allah, we don't want this. We want onions, and we want dal, and we want basic food. The bounties Allah which gave them, they didn't make shukr of it. They were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down, the surah, the story of the Baqarah, the cow comes here. They started making objections, starting asking this question, asking that question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you shouldn't have asked. As soon as the command of Allah ta'ala came down, you should have obeyed. Sami'ana wa ta'ana, we must listen and obey. Not starting to make objections and asking all funny questions. Other qualities about them is that at certain times when they meet the people of Iman, they say, we believe. But when they go to their friends, the other people, then they change their attitude. They change their ways. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of these things are completely wrong. And another evil quality which they had, whichever commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they were happy with, they followed. And whichever ones they were not happy with, then they left it out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the punishment of this, فَمَا جَزَاهُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You will be disgraced in this worldly life. If you follow some commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and some commands you leave out, you will be disgraced in this worldly life. On the day of Qiyamah, you will be taken to a very, very severe punishment. Very, very severe punishment. This is for those people who accept some commands of Allah and they disbelieve in some commands of Allah ta'ala. Allah wants them to come back on the right path. So that is why Allah ta'ala gives them disgrace in this worldly life. Thereafter also continues in very, very great detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all other evil qualities of them. One quality also which they had within them is that when the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, they threw it behind their backs. They never follow it. But other books, other magic which was found in those times, they started following those things. This jadu and this black magic, they started following all of these things. And by means of that, they tried to cause disunity between husband and wife. So in Allah Ta'ala is saying also that we must follow the Quran Sharif. Allah has given you the book of guidance. Don't follow other books, other lifestyles, other ways. Then despite all the evil actions they were doing, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ لَيْسَتِ النَّصَارَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. The Yahud and the Jews said that the Nasara are not doing anything at all. And the Nasara said the Yahud are not doing anything. We are on righteousness. We are getting Jannah. We will go to Jannah forever and forever. Maybe Allah will punish us for a few days, but we will go to Jannah. They did no good actions at all. So Allah Ta'ala is encouraging, telling us here also we shouldn't have this quality. We don't do any good actions and we say we are going to Jannah. No, going to Jannah is based upon a person's actions, a'mal. What actions a person will do accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him Jannah, or a person will be taken in the fire of Jahannam. Thereafter, at the end of this para, the end of this first para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the father of the Jews and the Christians and the Muslims. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah gave him many, many examinations in this world. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam passed with flying colors. Allah ta'ala says, فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. He completed his examination with flying colors. Allah ta'ala said, because of this, I will make you an imam in the world. I will give you a very, very high position in this world. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba Sharif. After building the Kaaba Sharif, he never had pride within himself. But he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, accept from us. He's not worthy of acceptance. This is the quality of a believer. Whenever he does any good action, immediately he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, my action is not worthy of acceptance. Oh Allah, you accept it. And thereafter Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for Makkah Mukarramah, and he made dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi must come there. Yatlu alayhim ayatika, who must recite the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them. He must give them the book of guidance. The words, the first is the words. And then وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. He must teach them the kitab. What is that? The meaning of the words of the Quran Sharif. Whatever knowledge is coming down. And he must explain it to them in great detail. وَيُزَكِّهِمْ. And he must purify them. He must purify their hearts from all evil qualities, etc. This was the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And these were the three maqasid, three reasons why the Anbiya alayhi salam come down. Firstly, to give the book. Then to explain the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to bring it practically into the lives of the people. These three were the maqasid and the objections, the objects of the of Nabuwat. And this is the duty and responsibility of the ulama-i kiram, especially for the general public and for every one of us to see that I must learn the Quran Sharif, the outward meanings, the inward meanings of the Quran. What does the Quran Sharif teach me? And how can I bring it into my life? Thereafter, the next in the first quarter of the next para, Sayyidul Sufahaw min al-Nas, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala mentions that many, many people bring objections against Islam, against laws of Islam. They look at one law of Islam. Why is it like this? Why is it like that? Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, a believer is a person who accepts immediately. The Kaaba Sharif was changed from Masjid al-Aqsa to the Haram of Makkah Mukarramah. They had to change the direction. In the beginning, it was facing Masjid al-Aqsa for a few 18 months when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam moved to Medina Munawwara. So some foolish people came and they asked reasons. Why? What is the reason for this year? So in here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that we mustn't worry about reasons. We have to accept the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must humble ourselves. Whether we understand or we don't understand, we are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whichever direction a person is facing, you have to face the command of Allah. The main thing is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the day and don't worry about your desires. Then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Istaghinu bis sabri wa salah. In life you will have many, many problems. But how you will solve your problems, you make sabr. You have the quality of patience within yourself and you turn towards salat. When by salat, Allah will give a person a lot of happiness and a person's heart will become consoled. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. And Allah will say, I will definitely test every single one of you. Different examinations I will give you in your life. But give glad tidings to those who have got the quality of sabr. They are those people, when any difficulty afflicts them, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Immediately they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. So whenever any difficulty comes in our life, this is the dua we should recite. Many people, somebody passes away, they read the dua one time. It's a continuous dua. Because this is a dua which will give a person consolence of heart. It will make a person happy. So this is a very, very beautiful dua. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ We belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot complain. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. But we are returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will reward us there. So a person is thinking of the reward. I can't complain, but I'm going to get great, great reward on whatever difficulties I'm going through in life. So this is a very, very beautiful dua. And if a person continues the dua, which comes in the hadith, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khluf li khayran minhu. Oh Allah ta'ala, reward me in my musibat and difficulty and give me something far better in recompense. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give, it comes in the hadith, Allah will give something far better in the recompense to the person who has lost anything in this world. So you will come through difficulties in life, but you read this dua, and you turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give you far, far better in this world. The last, second last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his great, great signs in this world. Creation of the heavens and the earth, changing of day and night, the ships which are moving in the ocean, the rain which is coming down, food which is coming up, and all the different animals which Allah has placed throughout the world, the changing of the winds in the world, and how the beautiful clouds Allah has created. All of these things, a person must open his eyes and look at it, and he will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind it. So a person of iman is a person who will ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take lessons from there. And in the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if you want to stay on the right path, then a person must be very, very careful about the food he's eating. Ya Allah mentions, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, Muslims and non-Muslims, kulu mimma fil ardi halal and tayyiba, eat halal food and tayyib food. Food must be halal and so tayyib, pure food, wholesome food, not junk food. Food in which there is no doubt at all. Good food. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا كُتُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. You will eat the good food, you won't follow in the footsteps of shaitan. After Allah mentions again, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O people of iman. Not O people only, but people of iman. كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Halal you have to eat. But whatever pure things we have made in the world, good food, healthy food, eat that food. This will benefit a person. And make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these great, great bounties. And Allah has made certain things haram for you. Some blood, swine, animals which Allah's name is not taken upon. Why Allah has made it haram for you? It is very, very harmful for your spiritual self. Physically also it is very, very harmful for you. So Allah has made it haram for you. So your food has a very, very great effect to play in your Islam, in your reformation. If you want guidance and hidayat, be very, very careful about the food you are eating. By means of the day, inshallah, you will remain on the straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to make amal.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says in the noble Quran, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Verily the dhikr of Allah is the greatest. Commentary. Hazrat Qatada radiyallahu anhu says, لَا شَيْءَ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Nothing is greater than the dhikr of Allah. Hazrat Qatada radiyallahu anhu says, لَا شَيْءَ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. There is nothing greater than the dhikr of Allah. عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال, مَا عَمِلَ آدَمِيٌّ عَمَلًا أنجى له من عذاب الله من ذكر الله. قالوا ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله. قال ولا أن يضرب بسيفه حتى ينقطع, لأن الله تعالى يقول في كتابه ولذكر الله أكبر. رواه أحمد. حضرت معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه فرماتے ہیں, آدمی نے عذاب الہی سے نجات دلانے والا کوئی عمل ذکر سے بھر کر نہیں کیا. صحابہ کرام رضی اللہ عنہم نے پوچھا, اے اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, جہاد فی سبیل اللہ بھی نہیں؟ فرمایا, ہاں جہاد فی سبیل اللہ بھی نہیں, سوا اس کے کہ جہاد فی سبیل اللہ کے میدان میں تلوار چلاتے چلاتے بہادری کے وہ جوہر دکھائے اور جان کی بازی لگا کر وہ زبردست مقابلہ کرے کہ تلوار بھی ٹوٹ گئی تو ایسا جہاد ذکر اللہ کی برابری کرے تو کرے, کیونکہ اللہ جل جلالہ کا فرمان ہے قرآن کریم میں ولذکر اللہ اکبر. حضرت معاذ بن جبل ابن جبل رضی اللہ عنہ once said, there is no action which can save one from the punishment of Allah more greater than the zikr of Allah. Upon hearing this, one companion exclaimed, not even jihad waging war in the path of Allah. He replied, not even jihad, even if one continues striking with his sword until it breaks, because Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says in a noble Quran, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu once said, there is no action which can save one from the punishment of Allah more greater than the zikr of Allah. Upon hearing this, one companion exclaimed, not even jihad waging war in the path of Allah. He replied, not even jihad, even if one continues striking with his sword until it breaks, because Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says in a noble Quran, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم, أنا جليس من ذكرني. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب غن, درد دل ہو, درد دل ہو, درد دل. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ, لا لا إله إلا الله, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے, سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے. تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو, الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا. الہی عطا و ذر دل کے مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا. کوئی کچھ سے کچھ, کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے, میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا. نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب, تو ہی مطلوب, میں ہوں طالب تیرا. اتا غمرک امید امداد حق سے, تجھے غم ہے کیا. یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں, کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے. تجھ پر سب گھر بار لٹا دو, خانہ دل آباد رہے. سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دو, غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے. سبق نظر سے اپنی گرا دو تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس تان میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا نکلے میرے ہر بنے منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو کبھی چھوڑے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو رہے بس چاند میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ نعرہِ مستانہ خوش میاں دم تابد جانا چنی می بائی دم اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شان اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ ایچھے شیری نستے نام شیر و شکل میشا و جانم تمام کیا مجھ پر نظر نہ ڈالی جائے گی کیا میری فریاد خالی جائے گی نام لیتے ہی نشہ سا چھا گیا نام لیتے ہی نشہ سا چھا گیا ذکر میں تاثیر دور جام ہے چلو. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma aftah aqfal qulubina bi dhikrik, wa atmim alayna ni'matak, wa asbiq alayna min fadlik, wa ajalna min ibadika salihin. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.